Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Samach Hei and Beis, but we left off toward the bottom of Daf Samach Hei Amud Aleph, about 5 lines before the end of the page. Habanos Yotzos Bechutin. So we had said in the Mishnah that the young ladies are allowed to go out on Shabbos with strings in their ears, so because they would get a piercing in their ear, and if they didn't have an earring to put in, it would close up, so they would stick strings in there. So Avuah D'Shmuel Lo Shavaklu B'Nasei D'Nafki Bechutin. Avuah D'Shmuel did not allow his daughters to go out with these strings in their ears. And he wouldn't let them sleep near each other when they were still young women, when they were still besulos. And during the Nisan season, he would make for them special mikvaos to go to the mikveh in, and wouldn't allow them to be tovel in the river. And he made special mats on the bottom of the river for the Tishrei season, because in that season he allowed them to use the river as a mikveh, but he was afraid that it would be too muddy and that would be a chatzitza, so he made mats to put under their feet so that the mud wouldn't get stuck between their toes or on the bottom of their feet. Lo shavak liyotzos b'chutin. So let's go through each of these hanhagos that Avuah D'Shmuel had. So first of all, he wouldn't let them go out with just the strings in their ears. Aiva nantanan. But the Mishnah says abanos liyotzos b'chutin, that they're allowed to go out that way. So bin say Avuah D'Shmuel did tzivonon havu. Now the daughters of Avuah D'Shmuel had colored strings, and therefore he was choshesh that they might take them out of their ears in order to show them off to other people, and then they'll come to carry it. He wouldn't let them sleep right near each other. That if women are sleeping in proximity to each other and have sort of a taiva, a same gender taiva for each other, that will passel them to marry a kohen, Kohen Gadol, because she's not considered a real Basula. And even though in the days of Avuah D'Shmuel there was no Kohen Gadol anymore, because it was way after the Churban, but he thought that something like that is considered Derech Znus, and therefore he was Machmir, that his daughters shouldn't do that. They shouldn't even be suspect of such things. So says Marlo, that's not a raya from Avuah D'Shmuel not allowing his young daughters to sleep right near each other. It's not because of that. It's not a raya that he would hold it with pasul lukuna. So rikiyech the lulf and gufin luchra. It's that they shouldn't be they shouldn't be accustomed to having another human body near them when they lie down, when they go to sleep, because that may arouse taivos for a man, and that would be bad because they're not married yet. So vabadu mikvah biyominisan. Now we'll explain the third hanhaga that Avuah D'Shmuel had, that he built mikvahs for his daughters during the days of Nisan, when not allowed them to just tovel in the river. When it rains in Eretz Yisrael, Sada Rabba, that is a great witness pras. The great witness, rather, is pras, is the Pras River that goes from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and is fed by that rainwater of Eretz Yisrael. So when the Bnei Bavel see that the river is very overflowing, they know that it must have been raining in Eretz Yisrael, and they'll be happy for the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. So Avuah D'Shmuel held like Rav that the May Pras is enhanced by a lot of rain, and Savari holds that during Nisan, where there's a lot of rain from the whole rainy season, Shemayirbu Hanotfin Alazochlin, that he's concerned that there's going to be more rainwater than there is natural river water, and since it's a moving body of water, rainwater is possible as a moving body of water. It needs to be a natural spring to be matar if it's a moving body of water. Meaning, essentially, there are two ways that a person can be tahor. You can go to a mikveh, which is a still body of water, and that's got to be only rainwater, or you can go to a mayan. A mayan is flowing water, flowing, but it's got to be flowing natural springs. It cannot be flowing rainwater. So if these rivers were fed so much by rainwater and it's flowing, so that would be a real problem for mikveh usage. Upliga de Shmuel, and this is against Shmuel. Damar Shmuel nara mikifei mibarach. Shmuel holds that if the river is robust, it's not a result of rainwater, it's a result of its own natural springs. Upliga didei adidei, and Shmuel disagrees with something else that he said. Damar Shmuel eina mayim mitarin bezochlin ela Shabbos, Ubiyom Tishrei Bilvad, that the river waters are not mitar when they're flowing, except for the Pras River, which always has a healthy amount of water, and specifically in Yom Tishrei, where there's not going to be any rainwater, but and the water is pure natural river water, it's spring water. And so you see that a river is enhanced by rainwater, and that's against what Shmuel had said previously. And then we never go back to explain the fourth thing of Avor the Shmuel, which is that he made mats for them to use when they were allowed to tovel in the river. But the reason for that, as we explained, because of a chatzitza issue of the mud at the bottom, from the mud at the bottom of the river. Parefes ala evan, a woman can attach a beged with a strand attached to an evan or an egos, and she can go out with it on Shabbos as long as she doesn't make that attachment on Shabbos. Vamit resha, but didn't the resha say parefes that she's allowed to do it? So apparently, even lechadchila. So Amar Abaye seifa ason lematbeya. The seifa is talking specifically about a matbeya, which is muktza. So that she's not allowed to do on Shabbos, but an evan or an egos that she dafka was miyachid for this purpose is not muktza, and therefore she's allowed to use it as a wrapping as part of her beged. Boya by isha ma'u shetarim v'tifrof. Is it mutter for a woman shetarim v'tifrof ala egos lo tiv nakatan b'Shabbos? Is a woman allowed to wrap the beged with this egos on Shabbos in order to take her young child out into Rosh Hashanah, and she'll have something to feed him. So to buy, because she can't take a pekala because that's carrying. If she takes the nuts in a bag, so she'll attach the nut to her garment. She'll be allowed to wear the garment, and then she'll have it to feed the child. So says Mar to buy the man the yamar marim, and to buy the man the yamar ein marim, and it's a shaila according to the shita that you're allowed to do a harama to wear lots of different begadim in order to save them from a fire, and it's a shayla according to the Madhyama that you're not allowed to do that. To buy the Madhyama Marim in Bidaleika, the Shita that holds that you're allowed to be Marim, that you're allowed to do a haram in order to save things from a fire. Because if we don't allow that, then they're going to come to extinguish it. But over here, if you do not allow it, they're not going to come to carry out the nuts. It's not like a desperate situation when there's a fire burning your house down. So if we don't allow you to wear as many clothing as you can to save them all out of the house, then you're just going to come to extinguish the fire, and that's going to be a melacha on Shabbos. But over here, if we don't allow you to carry to attach the nuts to your beged, you're not going to come to carry them. Maybe even the shita that holds that you're not allowed to do the harama with the clothing to save it b'dleika by the fire, hasam derech chotzal b'kach. That's because over there it's usher, because that's a normal way of carrying clothing. When people sell clothing, they just wear many, many layers of clothing. So that's a violation of hotza in its own right. But over here, when it comes to carrying the nut, it's not the derech hotza to carry in that way, and therefore I might think that that's fine. Take who the Gemara leaves it unresolved. So again, the shaila was that can a woman attach the nut to her beged, which is normally mutter, but she's doing it solely for the purpose of being able to have the snack later for her child. And that's a shaila, regardless of what you hold about in the machlokas about saving multiple garments at the same time from a burning building by wearing multiple garments at the same time. It's not at all necessarily connected to our discussion. Okay, so we will stop there because it's a good stopping point. The Be'ezras Hashem, we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Samachei Amid Beis next time.